Vectis Radio, broadcasting live from the Riverside Centre in Newport. The only networking here is local business and not radio shows.
We have Steve Love. Hello, Steve.
Hi, lovely to be here.
Great. So, do you want to tell us a bit about yourself and what you've been up to lately?
Well, I've just had a result this morning. I do a song that's going to come up in a minute about Belgian buns from Grace's. And I've been doing this song for about a year now. And each time I perform it, I have to go and buy a Belgian bun for £1.85. And they're great, they're worth it, and that sort of thing. But when I went in Ryde this morning to buy my bun, because I'm come to show you, here it is. Look, I'll rustle it. There you are. Rustle it next to the microphone. Great big Belgian bun. Going to have that later.
Fantastic.
So I bought that, but they cost me £1.85. The marketing lady was in the shop, and we've had a conversation about me getting cheap Belgian buns for the rest of my life. So I'm going to be in touch after the show and see how much off I'm going to get my Belgian buns from now on.
Fantastic. So how many songs in total have you actually written? Do you know?
I write Isle of Wight songs, as I think you know.
Yes.
I keep a current list of about 80, of which 20 are like standards and I perform all the time.
Okay.
20 more are in reserve. Another sort of 40 are just for special occasions or set in a particular village. So if I'm playing in Wellow, let's say, or Chale, I've got a song just for there. And then there's about 40 that I've consigned to the not good enough bin, but I pinch some of the lines and rhymes and jokes every now and then. They're all saved in Word in case
Very
I need
good.
Any bits out of them.
So what is your like writing process? How do you go about writing a song?
The Isle of Wight is just such a place. Every time I think there's nothing else nutty can happen on the Isle of Wight, you know, I've seen it all, I'll sort of listen to the radio or open up County Press or whatever, and there's yet another incident, event, sort of thing. I thought, here we go again. And then I try and fit a story around it. I'm sort of a folk singer at heart, and folk songs have stories in them, as you know, Amy. You do folk music, so I find a story. I'll create a character, and they'll live through that story.
Very good.
And then just try it out on people. And every time I find they don't like it, I try and make it better until they do.
Okay. So did you have like any inspiration for starting doing this, or was there like a reason behind you doing this?
That's a good question. I've been in pub bands and that sort of thing for years and years and years.
Right.
But I listened to the songs that we perform in pub bands and events like that and thought, how many of them are rooted in America?
Yeah.
And Americans are great about singing out places, you know, show me the way to Amarillo, take me home, country roads to West Virginia, you know all of them.
Yes, exactly.
And we're a bit reticent in this country about celebrating our places. We do a little bit.
Yeah.
But long-haired lover from Liverpool.
Yeah, exactly.
Written by an American. Bluebirds over the White Cliffs of Dover, written by an American who'd never been to Dover and doesn't know we've got, not got bluebirds.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
So I thought, I want to celebrate where I am.
Mm-hmm.
So I started with sort of like a couple of songs, and I thought, well, I need more than two, so I'll try five. And then I think, well, I need enough for a little set. And it sort of became 10. And then thought, well, I need some so I can swap some out with people. And anyway, it's sort of gone a bit mad now.
Okay. So what venues do you normally go to perform your music?
Midweek, the Isle of Wight has got a fantastic open mic and folk night scene.
Mm-hmm.
So any midweek evening where I can get an exit visa from Mrs. Love, then I'll be in a pub somewhere all over the island.
Okay.
Weekends, then it's festivals, garden fetes, seaside things during the summer.
Okay.
I like to play. I prefer to play with sort of sky or a gazebo over my head. I just love being outdoors. I'm an outdoors person, so music outdoors beats music.
It just sounds better outdoors, doesn't it, I think?
It's just nice. I think my favourite of the year, I do a couple of the Ticket to Rides down on Ryde Seafront on the bank holidays with a stage that faces out to sea. So I'm playing, looking at, you know, however many people are there, but I'm really looking over their heads at the beach and the sea and Portsmouth and the blue sky.
Beautiful.
Is the best place to be.
Aww.
Fantastic. So you're going to play a song About Belgian buns, are you?
I'm going to do the Belgian buns song. I need to. Okay. Now, if they're going to give me a staff discount, I'd better...
I'm raring to hear this song, so do you want to perform it for us?
Right, I just light the guitar up.
Yeah. And, I'm really intrigued by how you can sing a song about Belgian buns. I mean,
you're going to find out. Right. So, we've not had time to sort of set up sophisticated...
No, you sort yourself out and I'll just...
Sing and play, and you'll have to adjust the volumes accordingly.
Okay.
Can I raise the mic up a bit so it's nearer to my...
Yeah, that's fine. You raise it up, yeah.
It just goes.
No problem. Yeah, you do that.
The guitar and,
then... and I'll sort the sound levels out and stuff. Sounding good.
Ready?
Yeah, ready.
I've got an Isle of Wight T-shirt, got an Isle of Wight cap. I've got an Isle of Wight postcode and an Isle of Wight map. I've got an Isle of Rover ticket. Goes to all my favourite places. In my bag I've got a Belgian bun from Grace's. I've got the little ornament of sand from Allen Bay. Got a photo of the chairlift with me up and away. I've got a donkey, a godsill. She makes the sweetest faces when she sees my Belgian bun from Grace's. It's got Raisin's, Jack and Amy show. With my Belgian bun from Grace's. My Grace's Belgian bun.
That is fantastic.
Wow.
Absolutely brilliant. Bravo.
Thank you so much.
That's amazing.
I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, really, really enjoyed that. That's so creative.
I'm going to enjoy my bun later.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And also, not just music, you've also written a book as well, haven't you?
Yeah, I took some time out from writing songs. To do a book.
Yes.
They say everybody's got a book in them somewhere. Well, I had a go. So this one's not an Isle of Wight book, though I squeeze a bit of Isle of Wight into it. No, it's a story that's been buzzing around in my head for ages. It's about a young woman who in the 1970s goes out robbing banks with her bank robber dad in the East End. But when he dies in a shooting incident, she cleans her life up, changes her identity, and then... 30, 40 years later, she's respectable, she's got a job, she's got a business, she's got a family, all her past is behind her. And then crooked banks steal everything from her through their various scams and rackets. And, gosh, where do I stop before being a spoiler? the book covers what she does next and what she does about
right,
it. So it's a ripping yarn. It's summer holiday reading. It's got... bad bankers, it's got evil bank robbers, it's got plots, it's got it's designed to not be put down, so I leave little sort of page turners all over it, and it's got a pretty smart, sassy woman at the centre of it, which was interesting writing from a sort of woman's point of view.
Yeah.
But I think it works, and it's racked up sales of 250.
Wow. That's pretty good
already.
That's really good.
It's $6.99. It's on Amazon.
Where did this idea come from?
It's called The Bank Robber's Daughter. Bank Robber's Daughter. Where did the idea come from? I think you've already picked up. I read the papers, not just the county press, but do you remember sort of two or three crises ago, you know, before the war and before COVID, the biggest crisis we've ever had was the banking crisis and the credit.
Okay, that seems quite
a little crisis now, doesn't
it? Yeah, yeah.
But as the banks were being bailed out and all, you know, all our money was being used to sort of rescue all this sort of stuff.
Okay.
Slowly, sort of some of the activities, not quite criminal, more just sort of amoral and greedy, the whole greed is good culture was exposed, and the way, you know, the little man, the little woman, the small business and so on were being scammed, ripped off, taken for a ride and so on, started to emerge bit by bit in the papers and so on. And I thought, this is a story here needs to be told.
Yeah.
But not as a document. You could write it as a documentary book, but I thought, no, make it more interesting. Build it into a story. So the book is packed with all the scams and rackets. It's even got PPI in it. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And much, much worse. I enjoyed writing it. And I enjoyed the freedom to decide towards the end of the book what happens to the evil bankers. So that was great fun.
Sounds good.
Bank Robber's Daughter, Steve Love, Amazon, $6.99, end of plug.
Okay. So other than writing your book. Have you been up to any, doing anything else?
Yeah, I have won cups.
Wow.
Now then,
okay.
I have never won a cup in my life before because I'm rubbish at running and swimming and football and all the other things that get you cups. But I entered a thing earlier this year called the Isle of Wight Music, Dance and Drama Festival.
Okay.
And it happens every year on the island.
Yep.
And I've been aware of it for ages, but I've always thought it was for you know, school-aged children and school groups and people having lessons from school teachers and from music teachers. But when I read the small print, there's entry classes for adults, for over 60s, which I certainly qualify for, and all that sort of thing. And so I thought, I'll have a go. So I entered the best folk song class.
Right.
And I entered the best Christmas song class.
Yeah.
And then I asked them, is it okay if I wrote the folk song and wrote the Christmas song? And they said, yeah, as long as it's a folk song and a Christmas song.
Yep.
So I went along and there's proper professional judges sitting. You have to sort of stand on a stage and, you know, sort of start when you're told to and then sit down and then get your feedback and so on. But yeah, you can't really sort of show off cups on the radio. I can ding them together, is that
yeah,
right?
Ding them together. There you go. Oh, there you go.
There's a big one and a little one. I don't know which is which. But I have to give them back. It's up to me to engrave my own name on them. Well, that costs a lot of money, so I'm going to wait and see if I can win them 3 years in a row. Perhaps I get to keep them like the World Cup.
You never know.
But I did promise to publicise it because this is a big event in other parts of the country. It happens all over the country. Now, on the Isle of Wight, the numbers have really gone right down. I shan't embarrass myself by saying how few people I had to beat to win. So I did promise that I'm going to publicise it as a fantastic thing to get involved in. So, Amy, I'm going to make sure, you know, make sure to get you signed up. I'll pay one of your entry fees for you. So, I'm going to try and get much more. It's a great event that's sort of invisible and disappearing, and I'm going to make it my job come the winter to get everybody involved next year.
Fantastic. Well, we also have coming up your track "Grandma's Gone to the Isle of Wight." Tell us a bit about that.
Oh right, yes, that's one of my favourites. It's called "Grandma's Gone to the Isle of Wight," and it's a dig at my own kids. I've got four grown-up kids. They all live on the mainland, and they think that in the holidays, Grandma and Granddad are running a free hotel.
Okay.
In fact, we've just shipped sort of three different consignments of them home for the end of the Easter holidays.
Right.
So really it's about, it's for people who live on the island who find that everybody they've ever known on the mainland comes and lives off them in the holidays. And there's a line in there about looting the larder shelves and so on. They do. One of my daughters, she actually steals a shopping bag from us to go round to do free shopping round our kitchen. So it's a dig at my own kids. They don't think it's about them.
They don't
get it.
No.
But their own children, my grandchildren, they get it. They know it's about their mums and dads.
Yeah.
So it's like a sort of private joke between me and them. But I find everywhere I go on the island, there's when I perform to an audience of that sort of age, there's people in there sort of like you're sort of nodding.
They can relate to
nodding,
it. That's definitely me.
Indeed, there's even one I was doing in Bembridge where there's a line in there about grandma having a pink shed. And there was a mother there with her grown-up daughter, and they both went to fits of laughter. And it turns out she has got a pink shed.
Wow!
Where, she's built herself. So Grandma's Gone to the Isle of Wight. So one of my, if ever I have a greatest hits, that'll be on it.
Yeah. Would you say that's your favourite song you've done? Have you got a favourite song?
Well, it's hard to pick, isn't it?
Yeah, you've done so many, haven't you? So yeah.
My favourite one is about a day out on Apley Beach. If you've got time, I'll do it, but otherwise I won't. It's
okay.
But it's
well, we're going to now play "Grandma's Gone to the Isle of Wight" because I'm pretty sure I've heard this one before. It's very good. I do like this one, I must say. Here it is, "Grandma's Gone to the Isle of Wight." Steve Love.
Local music by local musicians on Vectis Radio.
Local music sponsored by Willie's Guitar Shop. Visit them on 12 Shooters Hill, Cowes, or call 242 680.
With the holidays coming, this is a song for anybody whose friends and relatives think that just because you live on the Isle of Wight, you're running a free hotel. For Grandma's gone to the Isle of Wight, let's all go and pack. Yes, Grandma's gone to the Isle of Wight and we're all coming back. Oh, Grandma's gone to the Isle of Wight, let's all go and pack. Grandma
absolutely fantastic there, Steve Love. It's been a pleasure having him on the show today. Thank you very much, Steve, for that.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. And we will definitely have him on the show again soon.
Yes, that'd be amazing.
Because we want him to play Appleby, don't we?
Yeah.
We have to play, get him to perform that on there for sure. Because that's his favourite as well. So it makes sense getting him on there for that.